Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of the Beatitudes, we were taught that purity is not passive acceptance of the things of God, but an active, progressive seeking after the things of God. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, as we look at here, blessed are the pure in heart. The word heart is singular, and it's feminine, as also when the Bible refers to the church. The church is usually referred to in the feminine. And yet, we see here that the fact that it's singular, it shows that it is personal. Personal. But the word pure is different. It's not singular, it's plural. And it's not feminine, it's masculine in the Greek. So, the heart, blessed are the pure in heart. Heart, singular, pure, plural. Heart, feminine, pure, masculine. You see, this is not passive accept, but active, progressive, seeking after God. Now, friend, don't look to your rock stars, your sports stars, or your movie stars for an example to follow, someone to emulate, a role model. The manly man is pure in heart. You see, anyone can give in to the lust of the flesh. See, very few men really have that in them to seek God's glory and to be used of God for His glory. Now, sometimes we will get happy about an athlete or a movie star or some political figure that comes out and speaks in the name of the Lord, and they say some good things about God, and we say, oh man, what a great thing. And then we hear about them in some type of an adulterous thing, or we hear some filthy words coming out of their mouth or other things that go on, and we're let down. Well, of course, our focus is to be on the Lord. But understand, it's much easier to give in to the lust of the flesh than it is to be pure in heart. That's why it takes a man. That's why it takes masculinity. That's why it takes something that is strong. It's not passive. Purity is not a passive thing in the life of the believer. Now, if you're right with God and you're bearing spiritual fruit for Him, then we know that you'll allow the life of Christ to flow through you. You'll be obedient, cleansed from sin, prayerful, one who studies and meditates in the Word of God. And it'll take much to keep you from God's house when the doors are open. But aside from that, you don't choose that direction, then, to be quite honest with you, shoot straight with you, my friend, you're a shallow Christian at best, if you're a Christian. And are you satisfied with that? One day you won't, when it's too late. Because 1 John 2:28 tells us, and now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. You see, the pure in heart will not be ashamed at His appearing. And I hope that is true for you. I hope that you are pure in heart. Now, it's a psychological fact that heroes we have will set the pace for the kind of men and women we become. Isn't it time that we allow heaven? Isn't it time that we allow the Word of God instead of Hollywood, Athletic, Washington, D.C., or what have you, to determine our heroes and our priorities? You see, my friend, purity is an aggressive pursuit. And my friend, if you get nothing else out of this study on Blessed Are the Pure in Heart, whether you're a teenager or an adult, you make sure you get that down. Purity is an aggressive pursuit. Now, that brings me to a question. Why make purity of heart the sixth point of Christ's message here on these Beatitudes? Well, perhaps it's because the earlier stated principles bring a person to the place where he can view God. If a person's heart is not preoccupied with the impurities of selfishness and greed, but rather has a single-minded attention toward God, then that person shall be pure within. Understand, God does not reveal himself until such time we are pure. True Christianity lies in the purity of heart, cleansed from filthiness of mind, of the body, of the world. Purity keeps the heart from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. You remember the words of Jesus Christ in the book of Luke? It is what comes from the heart that defiles a man. You see, if you cussed this week, it was in your heart first. Ditto for if you had adulterous thoughts, anger. Any abomination was first in your heart. And we are in need of a heart work. You see, someone has rightly said, the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. Now allow me to quickly point out that purity not only includes the capacity to abstain from evil, but also the grace to refrain from the self-righteous, pharisaical mentality that crucifies these people who do not live up to our standards of conduct. You remember Peter at the Mount of Transfiguration? Oh, there was Moses and Elijah there with Jesus, and boy, Peter was so shook up. He said, Lord, let us build three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. And then the voice of God the Father speaks out and says, this is my son, hear him. And all three of those guys fell on the ground of the Peter, John, and James. Now, in all sincerity, Peter really was trying to do something good. He was trying to be, you might say, spiritual. He was trying to be religious. He was actually wanting to do something good. But sincere intent never makes the wrong thing right. Let me say that again. Sincere intent never makes the wrong thing right. Now, God quickly corrects Peter. However, Jesus walks over and touches them and says, be not afraid, get up. Do you see the thing here? What Peter did was wrong. It wasn't intentional to be wrong, but it was wrong, and it needed to be corrected. But it needed to be corrected in love. Love is not overlooking something that's wrong and not trying to correct it. That's not love. What is wrong needs to be corrected. But then those that are corrected need to be shown that they are loved and that you were only trying to correct a problem. And so Jesus touches them tells them not to be afraid. Get up and to go with him. And my friend, a lot of times that's what we have to realize. Sometimes we're so afraid that we're going to hurt a Christian or a young Christian even in Christ by telling them the truth, to correct something that's wrong in their life, that we allow them to continue in that which is wrong. And that only makes that thing that's wrong stronger. And so Peter could have built a booth for the Lord and a booth for each of those guys that would have had no spiritual value, whatever. As a matter of fact, it put Christ down to the place of Moses and Elijah when he's exalted above each of those gentlemen. So I hope that you understand that and that you'll keep that in your heart. Now, again, purity includes the capacity to abstain from evil, but also the grace to refrain from that self-righteous, pharisaical mentality. Now, I once asked a man at a church that I was preaching in it, and I was there, and this lady entered in since he was a member of the church, and I said, "Is that lady saved?" I was going to be preaching, and I thought, you know, I want to bring the gospel across, and I want to kind of get in my mind who may be unsaved in that auditorium. And so I asked the man that. Now, this is early in years ago. I mean, this is just trying to get started in preaching, to be honest with you. And so I asked the man that, and the man made this answer in all seriousness. He said, "Well, she says she's saved, but preacher, she wears slacks." Now, in that day, a woman wearing slacks was a bad thing in just about every Baptist church. And even on television, it was rare that the ladies were in slacks. So when he made that statement, it was almost like, "I don't smoke and I don't chew and I don't go with the girls who do." And that was the mentality by which he measured spirituality and even salvation. Well, the Pharisees were the separatists of their day. They had attacked Christ's disciples about washing their hands, and Christ himself for healing on the Sabbath day and being a friend of sinners. They had devised rules. They had devised standards that weren't in the Word of God. But they thought, "Hey, look, this is my thing. This is what I'm going to do." So they were actually making rules and standards that were not in the Word of God. Now,
this is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, "May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.